With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been another arrest in Britain connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
Former British ambassador to the U.S. Peter Mandelson was arrested in connection with his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Police did not mention Mandelson by name, but said officers arrested a 72-year-old man on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Mandelson was seen leaving his home with plainclothes officers. The investigation involves documents suggesting Mandelson passed sensitive government information to Epstein a decade and a half ago. The arrest comes 4 days after Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was arrested on suspicion of a similar offense related to his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's a wave of trade uncertainty following the Supreme Court's striking down of President Trump's global tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In response to last week's high court decision and the president's threat of new tariffs, India has delayed plans to send a trade delegation to Washington this week. The tariffs ruling also adds a wrinkle to already complicated U.S.-China relations ahead of Donald Trump's visit to China at the end of next month. And the European Commission is demanding that the U.S. honor a trade pact that was signed last year. Greg Clugston reporting.
A massive snowstorm pummeled the northeastern United States from Maryland to Maine on Monday, forcing millions of people to stay home amid strong wind and blizzard warnings, transportation shutdowns, and school and business closures. Meteorologists said the storm is the strongest in a decade, dumping more than 2 feet of snow in parts of the metropolitan northeast. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 821 points, the Nasdaq dropped 258, the S&P lower by 71 points. This is SRN News. A new poll charts faith and education.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it's acceptable for the state to execute a person who's been convicted of murdering someone. Almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. This is SRN News. The 25th Winter Games have closed. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The twin Olympic cauldrons in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo have been extinguished, signaling the end of the most spread out Winter Games in Italy. International Olympic Committee President Kirsty Coventry declared the 2026 Games over at the closing ceremony in Verona, saying the Games, quote, set a new, very high standard for the future. Norway led the way with Winter Olympics records of 41 total medals and 18 golds, followed by 33 medals and 12 golds for the United States. Host nation Italy won 30 medals and 10 golds. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Lindsey Vonn says she nearly lost her left leg following a crash at the Milan Cortina Olympics. Vonn detailed the extent of her injuries in an Instagram post. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.